These are the stories that highlight our region's grit and grace. Ordinary people of Greater Philadelphia becoming difference makers. It's Philly Rising on KYW News Radio.
I'm KYW's Antoinette Lee. Today's story, documenting her story.
All of these women were the ones who opened up the doors of opportunity and said, we did it.
Gregory Cook is a historian and filmmaker who's been on a decade-long mission to get a group of women their overdue honor and recognition.
The untold story of 600,000 African-American Rosie the Riveters, black women who went to work during World War II, who helped build planes and tanks and make ammunition.
Well, one day the loudspeaker came on and the manager.
That's Miss Ruth Wilson. She's a spry 97 years old now.
Asked if anyone had worked at the Navy Yard during World War II, would they please come down to the office? And that's how I met Mr. Cook.
She's featured in Cook's documentary called Invisible Warriors, African-American Women of World War II.
They sent me to the Navy Yard. I worked in Dry Dock 5 on the USS Valley Forge, carried 100 airplanes, and I stayed there until the war ended.
Cook says that's part of the reason why Miss Wilson and the other hundreds of thousands of African-American women are part of what he calls the greatest generation.
They migrated west, they migrated to the Northeast, they migrated to the upper Midwest in search of these jobs and greater opportunities for themselves and their families.
Miss Wilson and a few of the other Black Rosies will be honored at his upcoming luncheon in March. Hook says he hopes to release the full documentary later this year.
If you know a difference maker who should be featured on Philly Rising, go to kywnewsradio.com/Philly Rising.